Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, and thank you for tuning in once again to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. I am your host, Francine Allen Humphrey, and as always, it is my pleasure and my delight to be with you. It is Thursday night, and it is a little after 8:30, and we are so happy to be with you once again to share some enlightenment, to empower you, to get you thinking about what you want to do in the future, to make some lifestyle changes, and we're just so glad that you are tuning in to Issues Concerning Women. We are here to provide a service for you, but also it blesses me because I get the opportunity to speak to so many men and women who are making life changes, doing new things, and they are so excited about their lives. So you're going to get your pencil and paper ready, and if this is your first time tuning into the show, we thank you so very much for tuning in tonight. And if you are a longtime follower of Issues Concerning Women, we thank you for listening in. I want to say a few hellos to some of the people that I know are listening to the broadcast. Mrs. Barbara Leathers, who is my aunt, and she lives in North Carolina, and I want to say hello to her. Miss Lalisa Williams, hey, Coach Lalisa, and she's awesome, and she's going to be coming to Hampton Roads because I'm actually in Virginia Beach, Virginia, broadcasting, but Lalisa lives in New Jersey, and she's coming to Virginia Beach September the 15th. 2012, so mark your calendars. If you live in the area, you'll have to come. We're doing Women in Leadership. That's our theme, and she's an awesome, awesome woman who has a great story to tell. I would also like to say hello this evening to Jennifer Hyman, Veronica McMillan. We are the Hoopers from Virginia Beach. We just, and I don't want to be my Jasmine Hyman. We just came back from a session. We are doing the hula hoop. So if you want to join us, you don't have to live in Virginia Beach, but you can go on Facebook, and we post every week what we're doing, how we're progressing. I think I'm going to do a page for that, so you might want to hang out with us and give us your suggestions. Hula hoops don't cost that much if you can get them from a department store in your area, and just start out doing it really, really slowly, and as you progress, you can do more and more and more. But we're going to talk a little bit more about that a little bit later on. But for right now, I just want to thank you. Glad you tuned into the show. Hang on, because we'll be right back with Issues Concerning Women. Again, you were just listening to Day by Day by Najee, and that is my song. I play it almost every day, and that's why I use it as my intro to the program, because we live day by day. We can't change yesterday. We can just look at it, process it, and move forward. We don't know the future, but we can only work with what we're working with today, and your circumstances yesterday have nothing to do with your successes today. So just think about that. No matter what you're going through and where you are in life, just remember, just take it day by day. That's what I live by. And I'm so excited, as always, to be on the show with you guys and just hanging out and letting you know what's going on, the issues concerning women's world. And there's a lot going on with the government and politics and laws not getting passed for women's equal pay and the rights, and I'm sure you all know about that. And I had the opportunity to sit down to a dinner on Tuesday night with a young lady from EEOC, and we were talking about what it means when a law like this is not passed. So I'm hoping that you're researching these things and you're keeping up with what's happening in our government and what's happening in your community, because you need to know, you have the right to know. And I'm so glad when I can sit at the table with 6-7 women and they know about what's happening, the current events. They're keeping up with what is going on in the community and in the government. And we don't have to be of any particular party or endorsing anyone. We're just having dialogue and conversations. And we may not always agree on everything, but we can at least talk about it and get it out there in the open and get our opinions. Because as we watch each and every day, we see that things sometimes seem as if they're going backwards. And I am just elated that we are moving forward as women and men in the community, that we're standing where we need to be standing, on the shoulders of those civil rights leaders from the past and our ancestors and our grandparents and great-great-grandparents and great-grandparents, and having a voice where we otherwise would not be heard. I love what I do because I get the opportunity to share not just my opinion, but things that I've researched and things that are happening in the area, not just Virginia Beach, but all over the United States and even abroad. I know that we have to be on target for things that are happening and being in the loop with things. We can't just put our head in the sand and think that things are going to get better and go away. Watching the news, sometimes I feel that as if we're going backwards, and I cannot be a party to that. I have to move forward. I have to know that today I have to do something that's going to make for a better tomorrow for me and my children. And their children, and for your children. So I hope that you're with me, and I hope you understand what I'm saying, because I'm passionate about what I do. And there are so many things that we talk about in Issues Concerning Women, so many programs that we bring to the forefront, and we have to be open to it, have our eyes open to it, our minds and our hearts open to new things, because we cannot continue to do the same things over and over again and think we're going to get different results. Everybody knows that. So we don't want to dwell on that, but I do want to let you know some of the things that are happening with Issues Concerning Women. We will be in New Jersey on the weekend of August the 11th in 2012, this year, and we're going to be with Lalisa Williams and her team, and she's getting the flyers ready. So as soon as they're ready, I will be putting it out on Facebook and constant contact and email. And so if you would like to know more information about the Women in Leadership Summit that we'll be having in New Jersey, please give me a call, and you can call me after this show at 757-567-6734. If you're listening right now, you can call in at 1-347-826-7543. But if it's after Thursday night at 8:30, between 8:30 and 9, then you're in the archives. So you can just send me an email at icwdirector@gmail.com. icwdirector@gmail.com. It's going to be an awesome event. We're excited about it. Lalisa Williams is a life coach, as I stated in the beginning of the broadcast. And she has some wonderful things that she's going to share with the women in New Jersey and New York and surrounding areas that are going to be attending this summit. So we're excited about that. Then in September, Issues Concerning Women is going to host the Leadership Summit in Virginia Beach. So if you live in Virginia Beach and you can't make it to New Jersey, then we're going to double back the next month, and it's going to be September the 15th, which is a Saturday, and it's going to be an awesome event. Lalisa Williams is coming in from New Jersey to be here with us in Virginia Beach. And on the program, we're having Jennifer Hyman. She's the owner and CEO of It's a Perfect Gift. She also owns other businesses, and she's one of my business partners. Veronica McMillan is also a life coach, and she specializes in nonprofits, 501(c)s, getting your organization together. So you definitely want to be there and get as much information as you can, especially if you are a nonprofit or entrepreneur and you are interested in learning more about how you can lead where you are from where you are right now and get things done. We only have 6 more months in this year, so we're moving forward and just going on and doing the things that we have been ordained to do. So I'm excited about all that. So if you have any questions, send me an email, icwdirector@gmail.com, or call me after the show at 757-567-6734. Okay, so I hope you were able to write those things down. So we're going to move along tonight because the one thing that I knew that we've been talking about is the inspiration and moving forward and having the opportunity to inspire someone. So you know what happens when you're inspiring someone else. You are doing what you love to do because you're taking action. You're actually stepping out of your comfort zone, and that's hard for a lot of people to inspire somebody else. I was in church on Sunday, and I was talking about the treasures in heaven. And I do a lot of research, as you know, if you listen to my show. And I was contemplating, you know, riches in heaven, that's fine, and I'm excited when I get there. But what about our riches on earth? How do we get God to release our treasures while we're still here on earth? And as I thought about that thing and prayed about that thing, and I got a small revelation, and it was something that I always knew, but sometimes we have to go back to the basics and figure things out because we get too complicated and we're still trying to analyze everything. But I started to think about what is it that pleases our Lord and Savior, and also what is it that we do each and every day that makes our lives better. And that's loving someone, loving ourselves first, and then loving others, loving God, of course, but also when we're serving others and being a help to someone else. When you do that, your treasures are going to be released on earth. And I hope that you get what I mean. You know, I'm not saying that you have to be holier than thou. I'm just saying that each and every day you have to plan to do something that's going to benefit somebody else and not yourself. You cannot be selfish. Yes, we do talk about being selfish sometimes for some things like getting our nails done or our hair done, ladies, or guys, you know, getting a new pair of high-top gym shoes or, you know, going to the gym. And we can be selfish in that way. But I'm talking about when you're in a position to inspire somebody else and to help them to move from where they are and to their day-to-day future, then you have the opportunity to change somebody's life, which is an awesome thing when you think about it. Each day we are given a new grace, a new mercy to do something wonderful for somebody else. And it also came to me that we can do this on our own without anyone trying to teach us because, you know, of course, I'm here to teach, and I'm also here to learn because I love when I get the questions from my audience and the responses that I get and dialogue. But, you know, in order to give anything away, we must first have been willing to receive it. And I know you understand that because most of the time when we're given something, it's for us first. And then once we process that thing, we are to release it to somebody else. And our abilities to feed others is linked to being able to accept what is given to us and then being able to give it away. You know, so just think about that. And just think about who you are, the position that you're in, because each individual is different. You know, you may not have a lot of money to go out and, you know, bless folks all the time and give away money, but you may be able to help them with something else, help them to better themselves in another way, maybe help them with their business if you're interested in something that they're doing, or help kingdom building with your church community or joining an organization that you can be a part of that you feel good about that you can help somebody else. So it's all kinds of things that we can do. So just think about that and get inspired by that because when you're inspired to do something, that means that you're taking action. You receive something and you want to share it with somebody else. So that means you're reaching back, pulling somebody alongside of you and helping them get where they need to be. We need to do this, and I'm telling you, once you start doing that, you're going to feel so much better about what you're doing. A lot of times we're stuck in a rut, and I talk about that frequently because it happens. We are so busy with our own lives and our own families and our church ministries and our jobs and all the things that we have to do that we forget about trying to help somebody else. We're doing things, yes, and we're busy, but are we really dedicating and setting aside that time where we can actually put into action our inspiration to help somebody else? So I know that whoever you are listening tonight, that you love what you do, more than likely you have things that you want to share with others. So do that. Empower somebody else, because that's what we're all about, empowering others. When we empower others, we absolutely gain empowerment for ourselves. And it also lets your heavenly treasures be released to you on earth. So I was just so excited when I figured that thing out. And like I said, it's not anything that I never heard before, but I just never applied it to myself. I always thought that, You know, I do all that I do, and I'm not worried about receiving anything. But you know what? As I get older and I get wiser, I know that it was meant for me to receive it, then it was meant for me to release it and give it to somebody else. And through that, I will be blessed. Not that I'm doing it to be blessed, but I truly will be blessed, and I'm thankful for that. So tonight, you are listening to Issues Concerning Women, the radio talk show. And I am Francine Allen Humphrey, your host. I'm on every Thursday night. So please tell somebody about the show, because we're growing. I do follow the charts that they give us from the radio center and let us know how many people are listening to our shows. A lot of times people are on the line listening and they don't want to say anything, which is fine. They don't have to chime in and talk. And then sometimes I have people that want to have something to say or have a comment, and they'll send me a post in my message board, which is awesome. And I'm just excited. I'm always excited when I come on the radio show, and I want to share with you some things that we are doing here in Hampton Roads, and hope that it is something that you can use in your own lives, because we are who we are. We're successful by the things that we do and when we share with others. You know, I am just so grateful at all the gifts that I'm given and all the opportunities that I get to share. And each and every day, it's my intention to continue to stay positive, to inspire others, and to live my life the way that I know that it should be lived. And I don't really worry about what others are saying about me, because I know so many times people wonder, you know, what I'm doing and how do I get to do all of these things. The things that I do are things that make me happy, and that's why I do them. If I didn't gain pleasure out of them, I wouldn't do them at all. And if I'm doing something that's not healthy for me, then I'm definitely not going to keep on doing it. And I know that I have to be organized to do these things. I know that if I'm not, it can cause chaos in my life, and I can't tolerate that. So at this point in my life, I feel that I'm staying planted on a firm foundation that has already been ordained for me, and that I'm to practice the things that I know that do make me happy, and that I'm able to share them with others. And I look at behaviors of others, even those who don't mean to be hurtful to other people, but sometimes they are. And that bothers me, especially because of who I am and the things that I do. Not that I'm anybody special, but I just look at people and I observe and I watch and I listen, and sometimes people can be really hurtful, and I'm sure that each of us have experienced that at some point in time. And I know that I get so many people that call me and express to me how they've been hurt by, you know, the church, or hurt by coworkers at work or family members, and that really saddens my heart. Because we are here on this earth for a short time. I know we are here in great number of years, but, you know, in our childhood years, we were led by our parents. And then as we became adults, the things that they taught us, we carry on into our adult life. And unless we are willing to make some adjustments and changes, we're going to continue to carry those things on because those are the same things that we're going to teach our children. So what I'm saying is if you were in a dysfunctional family growing up, that does not mean you have to be in one today. That means that you have to look at who you are, be who you are, and know your limitations, and don't let other people's expectations take you places that you don't want to go. And that's how most of us normally get in trouble. That's why I love what I do, because I actually get the opportunity to share with you again what I know, what I experience. As a leader in the community, I am constantly being asked to do different things and talk to different groups, and I love that because when I go out and I speak to the men and women in the community or if I'm traveling and speaking with other people, it also lets me see that we're not so different, that we all have the same feelings. We just may not be in the same place at the same time. So we have to take that into consideration. So if you grew up in a dysfunctional family and you want to change that, then you need to start to learn how to do that. And you've received within yourself that it is time for something new to happen. You will do something different. You will start to make changes. You will start to share that with your family members and your coworkers, and they will begin to see that you're sincere. And once you're sincere about inspiring other people, then I can guarantee you your whole life is going to start to change. And you're going to see where you're actually helping serve the community as well as your place of employment, your kingdom family. So do what the things that make you happy. And if something is causing you heartache and grief and you need to talk to somebody about it, you can always call me and send me an email, or you can go to somebody at church at your place of worship or somebody on your job that you trust. Don't be putting your business out there for everybody and have it a gossip fest going on. But talk to somebody who you know really cares about you and who is concerned for your well-being and your health. I know that with Issues Concerning Women, we are an organization that is open to helping where we can. We like to sit down and talk, but when I'm on the radio, I'm able to get the word out to a vast majority of people. I even have people that are listening on the Internet, so it does not matter where you are. So if you have family and friends that don't live in the country and you want to share Issues Concerning Women with them, you can. And I love that because I get hits from Germany, and I have a friend who's her and her husband are in Japan, and we talk and we're doing some things together. And I will bring you that information on next week's program because I really want to share that. So if you're overseas and you're in that area, maybe you can connect, because that's what we're all about. We're about making connections, about helping one another, about reaching out and extending that hand, because we have to be the bridge that closes the gap between the generations and between families and the community. We have to bring all those things together with businesses as well. So I enjoy what I do. I'm sure that you can tell. I want you to continue to listen to this show. I want you to tell somebody about it. We only have about 2 minutes left. So if you would like to get in touch with me, you can email me at icwdirector@gmail.com, or you can call me after the show at 757-567-6734. Go to the message board if you're on your computer on the blogtalk.com message board for ICW, which is Issues Concerning Women, and leave me a message. I'll be more than happy to get back with you. Sometimes I'm a little slow because I have so much going on, but please, please continue to write to me, and I will get back to you as quickly as I can. We are all busy, but you have taken the time out to listen to the show. So thank you so very, very much. I really, really appreciate it. We will be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m., and I am excited about the show. So I will send a message out throughout the week. I will Twitter it out there. I'm getting better with that, too. So I'm still learning the social media And if you have tips about that and things how I can get more involved, please send them to me because I'm open for suggestions as well. Because I'm here to empower you, but you can also empower me, and I am open to that. So I'm here to learn, and I'm here to share. I'm here to inspire. I hope that you enjoyed the show tonight and that you'll come back and listen again and at your leisure. Because we are on the Internet, you can listen to the show anytime. You can go back to the archives and listen to past shows. So thank you, thank you, thank you so very much for tuning in to Issues Concerning Women, the radio show. We will be back next Thursday at 8:30 p.m. God bless you all, and just be inspired.